I can hardly stand still as my mother straightens my celebratory red tunic and tucks a strand of light brown hair behind my ear. Finally, she turns me, and I look in the reflector on our living area wall. Red. I'm wearing red. No more pink. I am an adult. Seeing evidence of that tickles my stomach. "Are you ready, Sia?" my mother asks. She too is wearing red, although her dress is made of a gossamer fabric that drapes to the floor in soft swirls. Next to her, my sleeveless dress and leather boots look childish, but that's okay. I have time to grow into my adult status. I'm young for it at 16, the youngest by far in my class. I take one last look in the reflector and hope that today is not the end of my education. But I have no control over that. Only a dream that my name will be called for the testing. Swallowing hard, I nod. Let's go. Graduation is held in the Colony Square among the stalls filled with baked goods and fresh milk because the school isn't large enough to hold all the people who will attend. The entire colony attends graduation, which only makes sense since everyone in the colony is related to at least one of the students crossing over to adulthood or celebrating their promotion to the next grade. This year is the largest graduating class the Five Lakes Colony has had. 8 boys, 6 girls. A clear sign the colony is thriving. My father and 4 brothers, all dressed in ceremonial adult purple, are waiting for us outside our dwelling. My oldest brother, Zine, shoots me a smile and ruffles my hair.
"Are you ready to be done with school and get out into the real world with the rest of us slobs?"
My mother frowns. I laugh. Zine and my other brothers are definitely not slobs. In fact, girls practically throw themselves at them. But while my brothers aren't immune to flirting, none of them seems interested in settling down. They're more interested in creating the next hybrid tomato plant than starting a family. Zine, most of all. He's tall, blonde, and smart. Very, very smart. And yet, he never got chosen for the testing. The thought takes away the shine from the day. Perhaps that's the first rule I will learn as an adult, that you can't always get what you want. Zine must have wanted to continue on to the university, to follow in Dad's footsteps. He must know what I'm feeling. For a moment, I wish I could talk to him, ask him how he got through the disappointment that most likely is awaiting me. Our colony will be lucky to have one student chosen for the testing, if any at all. It has been 10 years since the last student from Five Lakes was chosen. I'm good at school, but there are those who are better, much better. What chance do I have? With a forced smile, I say, "You bet. I can't stay in school if I plan on running the colony by the time all of you are married." Hart and Wynn blush. They are 2 years older than me, and the idea of marriage and dating makes them run for cover. The two of them are happy working side by side in the nursery, growing the flowers and trees Dad has created to withstand the corrupted earth at the outskirts of the colony. "No one will be doing much of anything if we don't get moving." Mother's voice is sharp as she heads off down the path. My brothers and father quickly follow. Zine's and Hameen's lack of marriage prospects is a sore spot for our mother. Because of Dad's job, our house is farther from the center of the colony than most. My brothers and father have made the ground around our small house bloom green with plants and trees, but 100 feet past our front door, the earth is cracked and brittle. Though some grass and a few scraggly trees do grow. Dad tells me the earth to our west is far worse, which is why our leaders decided to place the Five Lakes Colony here. Usually, I ride my bicycle to town. A couple of citizens own cars, but fuel and solar cells big enough to run them are too precious for everyday use.